we've been looking at interagency collaboration for a long time. Have done reports on various aspects in the national security world, and we've heard several times that the fact that the agencies divide the world differently creates challenges. And some have argued that a common map is needed, that is, divide the world up and have all the various agencies, not just defense or state or aid, but also the domestic-focused agencies like Treasury or Homeland Security or Commerce, look at things from a regional basis and work together that way. So Congress asked us to look into this forum. And the bottom line of what we found is that it's creating a common map really probably would not be a silver bullet. It probably doesn't help that fact that different parts of different organizations divide the world differently. But imposing a common map would definitely face stiff resistance from the agencies. But we tested that. We looked at our past work, what has been going wrong in various parts of the world, and we really didn't identify lack of geographic alignment as the major issue. It was other more kind of fundamental things.
Talk about some of those fundamental things, because on the surface, when I first read this report, I thought, yeah, why didn't anybody ever think of this? My second kind of takeaway was, well, they probably set the alignments up the way they did for a reason, and that reason must be pretty good to the agencies for them to not have seen this. So talk about what some of those more fundamental issues are.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing I want to say, first of all, is that there's actually better alignment than I thought we would see when the job started in most parts of the world. The place where we saw the most misalignment is, of course, the hotspot in the world, Southwest Asia, North Africa, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia, that area. You see the agencies organized quite differently. And in our report online, you can actually click and interact with graphics to see that part of the world and how the various agencies are aligned. So we focused on that part of the world, and we looked at our past work. We talked to the officials at actually nine different agencies and put them on the spot and said, okay, we've seen these challenges. To what extent does the fact that you're organized differently affect this? And it really didn't yield much. I mean, what came up was more fundamental things like setting a common strategy, creating collaborative organizations, and setting out roles and responsibilities and sharing information. The notion that a common map is a silver bullet and would really help agencies work together, it just didn't play out, actually.
What would make collaboration among the agencies in different parts of the world better if it's not a commonly shared map?
Well, I think it's getting plans together. When we've looked at various efforts by defense and state and aid and other agencies overseas, we very often find that the foundational problem is that everybody's not on the same song sheet. And so, for example, we've looked at Trans-Sahara Counterterrorism Partnership, and that was very much an issue in northern part of Africa. This has come up just repeatedly in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I think that fundamental effort to get everybody on the same plan is step one. I mean, after that, it's a matter of working together, sharing information, and creating incentives in the organization to share that information, and again toward that common goal. It's difficult work. Organizations have their own incentives; they're going to operate and move toward those. But I think that again, getting everyone coming out of the same playbook's key.
But that doesn't sound like it really, as you said, has much to do with the map so much as it does with just the standard interagency collaboration issues that agencies deal with regardless of where the collaboration's taking place.
That's on the money. I mean, again, I think we were surprised by the fact that we just didn't see this geographic alignment coming up. I mean, the Department of Defense, I'm in the defense team, but we had a multidisciplinary team from across GAO on this effort. And I've done some work looking at the U.S. Africa Command, and I think it illustrates the challenges here very clearly. A couple of years back, the Department of Defense established this new regional command to focus on Africa. And during our review, agencies cited to us, this recent review, that this was an example of where a common map was created. It had provided some advantages. But very quickly, and our work had shown this, it also created problems for the U.S. government. Inside the government, there was concern that DOD was getting outside its lane, you know, into the diplomacy or development. Some of that's eased now as folks have gotten used to this. But on the continent of Africa, there was concern that it made it look like we were militarizing foreign policy. So, sort of ironically, to the extent that everyone looks like they're working too closely together, particularly if the military is involved, it can create new problems.